Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I told you our fan base was on point today. Hey, Kevin from the 817, do you role play and pretend you're a dinosaur when you're eating the dino nugget? Have I ever done that? No. Am I going to do that now? 100%. And also from the 214, yeah. From the 214, Kevin, they do make mega dino nuggets. They aren't as good, though. Now, it's the ability to discuss that, the fact that David Koechner is going to be in studio in about 20 minutes, and our ability to talk NFL wildcard weekend football that makes this show the number one show in its time slot in the Metroplex. Thank you guys very much for making that happen.
Yes!
All right. I've got some more odds and ends from wildcard weekend for you guys. Will the Pittsburgh Steelers get shut out in the first quarter? Before you answer, consider this. I found this to be shocking. Did you know that the Steelers have been shut out in the first quarter of six straight playoff games under Mike Tomlin?
Ooh.
In that run, they have trailed by a total of 73-0.
Dang.
So,
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, I get it. And so when I was thinking about what that person said about, hey, the Steelers don't lose Monday Night Football games at home, they suck in the first quarter of playoff games.
And the D'Amico Ryans defense is fantastic.
Agreed.
They hit, they're fast, they're on point. Dude, I watching them the last couple of weeks, I've been very impressed. So that just kind of bodes well for that to be the kind of situation you're going to run into in the first quarter, is they're going to be on fire and ready to go, knowing they're going after this. It's going to be nice.
You got Houston winning that game?
I do.
Me too. All right, follow-up. If Houston does win that
12-9.
Okay. Yeah, maybe so. Will Mike Tomlin be fired if the Steelers lose this weekend?
Here's what I don't understand. He's a good coach.
He is a good coach.
You have crap quarterbacks.
Agreed.
Aaron Rodgers is too old.
Yep.
He's out there. He's not capable of what a Trinidad Shambliss could give you.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't fire him if I'm Pittsburgh. If he wants to leave, that's a different story.
For sure.
But no, I don't think so.
So the betting odds 3-2 that he will get fired, and only 1-2 that he won't. So, I mean, obviously, no is still the favorite, but
those are closer than I thought
exactly
they'd be.
Exactly. Good call. All right. Will there be a first-time Super Bowl champion? The Panthers, the Bills, Jags, Texans, or Chargers.
I know you're really rooting for the Panthers more than anything now because of poor Bryce Young. I don't think so.
Okay.
I have two other teams I think are more advanced for it.
Okay.
That is the Broncos and Rams, I still think have better shots for me.
All right. We'll get back to that in just one second.
Broncos have won before.
Yes, but I do have a follow-up.
The Rams
Broncos
have also
question.
Won before.
That is true.
In LA and St. Louis.
Alec, 2.5 to 1 on your money. Will there be a first-time Super Bowl champion? That means in the field of 14, you get the Panthers, Bills, Jags, Texans, and Chargers.
Absolutely not. I don't see it happening. But I will say, if I were to go, okay, I've been riding this Patriots train for a while now, for a few weeks, but if I were to say, if anybody was going to pull off the upset in this scenario and be the first-time winner, you could sell me on the Jags. You really
okay.
could. I believe in Liam Cohen. He has unlocked Trevor Lawrence. I think that defense is better than people realize. Yeah, I could see the Jaguars, but I'm still going to say overall no.
Dude, the Rams have won 2 Super Bowls in different cities since the Cowboys have won. You know how difficult it's got to be to move to another city and then be like, you know what, we're starting all over.
Almost as difficult as having Jerry Jones as the owner, apparently.
Could be finding our next head coach instead.
Ooh.
You know how tough that would be?
All right, Jags-Bills, who you got?
I got the Jags.
And Alec, you said Jags?
Yep, I'll take them.
All right, I'll take the Bills then. And then Patriots-Chargers.
I got the Patriots in this one. I think it's going to be close, though.
You're picking the Patriots.
I think it's a 17-15 kind of game.
Ooh, 5 field goals?
I don't know.
Okay.
You're the one that figures out how to get it there, dude.
Okay. Alec, you going Patriots or Chargers?
But I'm going to have a hot take here and think that touchdowns will be scored in this game. And I will say that the Patriots score more. Yes, I think the Patriots are going to win.
Okay, all right. And so under that scenario, that would have y'all Broncos-Texans, which, man, what a slugfest.
That'd be awesome.
That thing would
That'd be awesome.
And then Patriots and Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under mine, it would be Broncos-Bills, and I think that would
it's
be super intriguing. And then Patriots and Texans.
Dude, if seemingly in your scenario, it looks like the Bills would have to go on the road the whole way.
If the Bills beat the Jags, I think they're beating the Broncos.
Wow, dude.
For whatever it's worth. All right, so that leads into my next question. Will at least one number one seed reach the Super Bowl? Broncos or the Seahawks?
Oh, the Seahawks are a number one seed?
They are.
Wow.
Indeed.
Who knew that? Huh. I think the Broncos stand the best chance for me.
Okay. Alec?
I didn't even know the Seahawks were...
Shut up. You should. Interestingly enough, Alec, the favorite on this is no. So at a time, and I know it doesn't always follow this path anymore, but you would get number one seeds consistently making the Super Bowl, or at least the 1 and 2 seed when you go back to the 2-bye scenario. But will at least one number one seed make the Super Bowl? The favorite is no. That either one of them will make the Super Bowl.
It feels crazy just on paper to say no, but that's where I want to go. And it's insane that Vegas agrees with that just because the number one seeds kind of stumbled their way into those spots. And it's almost like...
Did the Seahawks stumble their way into that spot?
I just feel like because people weren't paying attention. That's why. It's kind of like it's like a spot in wrestling, you know, in a battle royal where everybody's in the corner duking it out, and there's that one guy standing in the middle of the ring like, I guess I have nothing to do.
Right.
You know, that's how I feel in that scenario where the Seahawks were just like, we're just existing, and we're thriving. It's cool. Y'all can do the heavy lifting. We'll just keep winning.
All right. On the NFC side, y'all said Rams. Who wins? Eagles, 49ers.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles on that one. I think that
I'm gonna go Niners.
The Niners have been beat up. I still think they're a good team, but I don't think that they loved finishing the last game the way they did against the Seahawks and getting beat up like that either. So,
Alec,
I think this is the Robert Saleh masterclass. I think the 49ers are gonna shut down that Eagles offense and win this game.
Bears-Packers.
Dude, I want the Bears to win.
For sure. Are you picking them?
I'm picking the Bears.
The Bears.
All right.
Sorry, Aiden.
In this scenario, then, Corey would have the Eagles against the Bears and the Rams against the Seahawks. And then Alec and I would have the Seahawks against the 49ers and the Rams against the Bears. So either way, it sounds like obviously a really fun football slate potentially next weekend. But before we get to any of that, will a wild card team win the Super Bowl? Wild card teams include Houston, Buffalo, the Chargers, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Packers.
No. Sorry, Kevin. I know your dream is for that to happen.
I mean, look, especially if people bet like 1,500 to 1 on some of those Super Bowls. All right, Noah's a slight favorite. Alec, will a wild card team win the Super Bowl? Houston, Buffalo, Chargers, Rams, San Francisco, and Green Bay.
I will say no as well. I got to stand tall on what I believe in. I do think that it will not be a wild card team. I think one will make it deep, but I don't think they will make it all the way.
Now, this is a great question from the 254. Why aren't y'all doing these picks Battle of the Beast style? We should start this segment over.
I don't know. No. Battle of the Beast is the dumbest thing. There's no way that unless you love winning money. It doesn't work. You basically made up your records each week. Nobody knew.
False.
Nobody knew what the answers were.
Libelous and slander.
Oh, can a charge actually beat a Patriot? And you're just like, electrocution.
Think about it.
Ben Franklin and the key. And I was like, he lived.
All right, fine. If Los Angeles was going to play Buffalo, you don't know who's going to win, but I do. Because you can charge as much as you want, but eventually you have to pay the bill.
Oh, my God.
See? Just saying. You're welcome.
Is that what you want, people? Is that what you want, more of that?
Of course they do. Have you heard this show? Have you seen our audience? And by the way, it works so well with Colby.
Yeah.
And it's weird to do that segment without him. All right. Do we have time for mini baseball nuggets?
Yeah, I think we do.
Okay. Mini baseball nuggets. Here we come. All right. Let's start with the Texas Rangers. They reached deals with Josh Young, Jake Berger, Josh Smith, and Ezekiel Duran. Why is that important? Because they avoid arbitration. So for the 26th straight year, the Texas Rangers will not have a case in arbitration. That is not looking like it will be the case as Tarek Skubal and Detroit, they failed to reach a contract before Thursday's deadline to avoid arbitration. That is going to set up a big-time arbitration case. The two-time reigning American League Cy Young winner is seeking a record $32 million in salary arbitration. You know what the Tigers offered?
18.
$19 million, causing a $13 million spread if the case goes to mediation.
That's good.
In February.
In Jerry's terms, they have as much spread room as they want.
Yes, but for a team that wants to keep Skubal, look.
If you want to keep him, pay him.
And he's
He's freaking awesome.
He's two-time defending AL Cy Young, so I know he's seeking unprecedented money, but this feels like a pretty unprecedented scenario for arbitration, right? What's your case? I would just bring in my two Cy Young awards and put them on the table and be like, that's my case.
Mm-hmm. And then just have behind those Cy Young Awards film of you striking everybody out every game.
But that's one of the things about why the Rangers want to avoid mediation every single year. Because you know what the Tigers have to do? They have to go in there and have a representative to talk about why Tarek Skubal isn't good enough to deserve that money.
That was probably one of the most fascinating things I learned having baseball people up in the room with us and talking about that with Frank, too. He kind of broke down how they have to sit there in front of you and tell you, you're terrible at this.
Yeah.
And then when you agree to the deal, they're like, all right, now we need you to go win a game.
It's weird. It is definitely weird. And then one more note for the Texas Rangers. They did bring back Patrick Murphy on a minor league deal. Patrick Murphy is one of the players that we talked about last year in spring training, having an outstanding run in Cactus League play. 13 2/3 innings pitch, 0.66 ERA. He will get another go around in Arizona this year. And remember, we'll go to the Super Bowl in just a few weeks, and then the month after that, or 3.5 weeks after that, we'll be in Arizona for Texas Rangers spring training. We got you covered everywhere you want to be. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Like Visa.
Yeah, that's right. On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with actor, comedian, and the man who can make a pork pie hat work. It's David Koechner in studio. We will also try to get some Forgiveness Friday into the expressway. All of it coming at you next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I'm excited for our guest coming up, but something did get brought up off air that I'm very terrified about: Jerry Jones ruling over the Dallas Cowboys forever. But we're not going to focus on that right now. Instead, we're going to focus on actor, comedian, man who can make a pork pie hat work, but man who today can make a cowboy hat work. It is David Koechner in studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm clearly local.
I like seats.
I got a sweet hat.
Do you got the boots?
Dude, I always got my boots.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that. Those are sharp.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Those are worn. Those are worn, too. Or as my boot guy goes, Pirauca.
Nice.
It's a fish out of the Amazon, and I can tell a lie of a story if you want to, but let's talk about my hat. I came to town, and you always like to contact local people who might help you promote your show. There's a guy named Dallas, I believe we're in that town, who lives in Fort Worth, so there's some irony there. And doesn't say anything nice about this town. I'm kidding. And
No, you're right.
I know there's a rivalry, and it's Kansas and Missouri. So he's got a hat.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hat company called DNA Hat Company.
Okay.
And he says, I'll give you a hat. And I go in, I'm like, I'm excited because I'm a hat guy too. And so this is a felt hat. Now, I get that. So I've never had a hat made for me except on Anchorman 2, but they didn't have, they'd already made the whole hat. They just fitted it. When you get a hat in Texas, it's just, what do you call it? The stock hat.
Yeah.
It's your size, but it's round and flat. And I thought that was the hat, and I thought it looked amazing. I'd never worn it. They're like laughing at me, like, no, we're going to shape it. And so they shape it at Sombreros there in near the stockyards. And I just got more and more excited. He goes, you like an open road? I wear an open road. So he starts trimming it that way. And now, I don't know, can I say the word like erector set on the show?
Yeah.
So I have an erector set going on while they're making this hat.
Yeah.
And I could not be happier. So, yeah, I got this. This hat is sharp.
It is very sharp.
And then Dallas and I went out for dinner that night.
Joe T. Garcia's.
Joe T. Garcia's. And he and I are waiting for our table. And a gal, stoic like we are, because I'm always quiet.
Uh-huh.
And some lady comes up, and she's about, I don't know, she's a young gal, like 50. And she goes, can I just say, you two look so dapper tonight?
Nice.
Like, thank you.
Nice.
And then so she left her husband. And so I don't know, but maybe by Sunday night I'd be married. We'll see.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, here's hoping, right?
So that's what I'm doing this weekend, guys.
Okay, so... That also,
it's a heck of a hat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Four hits at Hyenas in Fort Worth. Yep. And I've always wanted to know this, and since you're right here,
sure.
You've got an earlier show and a later show.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Does the later show, is it more intense, darker? What, like?
Here's what, it's just the next show.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Comics can have a judgment about what this show's going to be. All right, I have a job to do. These people, I've got so much gratitude. People paid to come see me.
Right.
All I care about, my job is to entertain you for this hour. Right. That's my job. My job is not to presuppose who you are as an audience. All I know is like we all got in the same ship. I'm going to captain this thing. It might list to the right or left at some points, but at some point we're going to catch some wind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're all going to depart and go, that was good.
Yeah.
That's my job.
I like that. How much do you, I mean, it's evident partially in that answer, but how much do you appreciate those people who they're like, I'm going to take my hard-earned money, I'm going to pay to see you.
It's got to be your primary gratitude. It's got to be your primary concern. I mean, you can't, dude, we're in show business. Are you kidding me? That's a good day.
Right.
The three of us right now are in show business.
Right.
Are we love our work? This is a good day. I'm here to do my job. And thankfully, my job is to bring some joy.
Yes, it is. I have more hat questions.
Yes.
Did you choose black, or did they say this is the season for black?
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
He brought me chocolate.
Okay.
It's a color, folks.
Yes.
And that's good color.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me black, both great colors. And
Johnny Cash started going through your mind, and you're
you know, people. Once I start wearing this hat, people are going to forget Johnny Cash. Now, is that a bit of a reach? I don't think so. Can I sing? No. Can I play guitar? No. Can I fake it? Uh-huh. So, it was chocolate was the other one, but why should I put this one on? I'm like, oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
I can't say on air what I said when I looked in the mirror, but I'll tell you guys off mic.
I appreciate that.
And you saw the erector set in the mirror. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, all men are 12 years old, and you're not going to get any woman that argues that. All men are the mature age of 12. If you find a 13-year-old, maturity-wise, you're going to marry that one.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually, the other part of stand-up that's, I've got on stage once.
Okay.
Froze.
Yeah.
Completely. Never did it again.
All right.
I've been on stage to do other things, sure. But never comedy.
Sure.
Crowd work.
Uh-huh.
I know the office trivia is kind of like that. Do you like comedians that do crowd work?
Well, I don't have an opinion. Okay. And whatever works for them is fine. Here's the thing. Look, as long as people are bringing people into comedy clubs, I'm happy.
Yes.
People want to go, well, TikTokers shouldn't be doing comedy clubs. Yes, they should, because that audience has never been to a comedy club. Now, whether or not they have a good experience that night, they got inside of a comedy club, and they go, oh, there's more than just this. Now, whether that guy's successful that night is good, or whether he's not successful, it's still good, because you went to a place you've never gone before, and you're probably going to take a chance to go back. So I got no judgment. Like, you know, it's like, should I say X, Y, and Z shouldn't be a type of music? Come on. You know, I mean, my daughter loves Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, what if I declared, dude, I'm obsessed with Sabrina Carpenter. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense, yeah.
You're not making that declaration, right?
No.
Okay. Good.
But if somebody like declares they're obsessed with you, that's fine, no matter what.
Right. Well, no. I'm just saying the idea of, like, what you like is up to you.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, people go, you know, Taylor Swift, why can't she like Travis? Why can't they have love? Why does it bother you who's in the booth up there rooting on a team?
And she's not a TV executive. She's not the one who says, one shot on me right now.
No, and plus, what are you guys, why does that bother you? They cut to owners who, I'll tell you what, there's plenty of owners who are horrible people. There's plenty of owners that are amazing people. The Hunt family is an amazing group of people who are filled with grace. That's who they are as a family. I'm going to tell you what happened at last year's Super Bowl. I'm not talking about the game. Before the game, they have a pregame party or something, right? Get together, gathering. The Hunt family did a step and repeat, which means pictures.
Yes.
For an hour and a half.
Wow.
That family is amazing and wonderful and sweet. And they sat and took pictures with anybody that was invited to that party that wanted to come up and take a picture. And they remember you. They know you. That's a great family.
Last year at the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. I saw Gracie Hunt.
Sweetheart.
She was standing about 15, 20 feet from us. Kevin goes, go see if you can get her on. And because we're doing Radio Row. And I walk over and I said, hey, we're from Dallas. Introduce myself. Would you like to come on? And she goes, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, your charity.
And she said,
I have time. Yeah. And came and sat down and did an awesome segment.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
Now, the year before that at the Super Bowl, our other former co-host who is now calling games for the Texas Rangers.
Okay.
That's
baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. We talked to Clark Hunt. We had him on for an interview.
Sure.
He made a not so vague insinuation that wouldn't you like to see your backup quarterback get injured so Shane Buechele, the son of former Rangers great Steve Buechele, gets in the game? There's an actual thing that he said to the owner of the Chiefs. Uh-huh. It didn't go over the best.
What did you say? Okay.
You could probably imagine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's awful.
He was like, no, I don't hope that happens.
I'm sorry, you want my nearly $1 billion investment to what? What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Do you want me to wish pestilence upon your family? No? Well, what kind of question is that?
I don't know.
The only way to answer that question is like, why would you ask that question? I'm not going to say you're rude, but that's a rude question. I don't know what your intention is, if you're trying to get a rise out of me, but I'm filled with grace and love, and so I'm going to give you a good answer, because that's who that family, I brought you back to that's who that family is.
We both
notice he's not here
him.
Anymore.
Yeah. We both looked at him and go, Mike. And he was like, what? I was just curious. So I'm with you on that.
Root against the Rangers, I guess.
No! Root against the Rangers!
Well, what do you want me to do? I just heard this disparaging story about these people that I like.
He did play for the Rangers too, Kevin.
And so he's a really nice person. It's just sometimes the filter, he knows this.
Yeah, yeah.
The filter doesn't go.
Again, folks, that's baseball, not hockey.
Was it a tough year then for you with what happened
with
your team?
How long can you be on top, gang? I got no complaints. This is the way that the league is designed. It's smart. It's smart. Look, here's the thing that bothered me a little bit was nobody started griping about the Patriots until year 9 of their dominance.
Right.
Like, why are you guys getting mad at us for year 7 or 6? Because we're going to go 3 more. So shut your mouths and take it. Now, so we're taking a little break.
Yeah.
You can't listen. You keep consistently getting, you know, lower and lower draft picks. That's the way it goes. And now once you have that team, you got to pay everybody. It's economics. It's all economics, gang.
I get it.
Yeah. We're trading horses.
Now, you do have
trying to keep it local. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. We're talking with David Koechner right here on 105.3 The Fan. You do have a playoff rooting interest, though, do you not, with the Bears?
Kind of. I lived in Chicago for 10 years. Yeah. But to be completely honest, I'm not invested because okay. The Chiefs aren't in there. So now do I want the AFC to win is the real question, right?
Yeah. Well, this is always a fun debate.
Sorry. I did live in Chicago for 9 years, and yeah, I've got a ton of friends that love the Bears.
Okay.
And it's been a minute.
Yes.
But, I mean, they're not going to make it. The fact that they got to the playoffs is great,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to pretend that they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
You think they're losing this weekend?
It's not about them. It's about Seattle.
Okay.
Look, I'm come on, dude. Who's not going to root for Sam Darnold?
That guy right there.
He's got a great story.
Come on, man. Tell me the story then so that I can buy in.
Oh, he gets drafted by the Jets?
Uh-huh. That was a miserable place to go.
And now he's not there?
Uh-huh.
That's the whole story. He gets drafted high by the Jets. Did they draft Wilson the next year?
They Jets it up.
Poor good Lord. You're talking about bad ownership.
Mm-hmm.
He lets his sons who play Madden, and this is real, his sons who play Madden give him football advice, and he takes it. Okay. Yeah, let's let you have $1 billion that you inherited from the Johnson & Johnson company. I have no opinions.
In your face,
and
Corey!
Then Sam goes to Minnesota, helps them out. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not good enough for you. Does he quit? No. He then flourishes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. I like that Minnesota coach. But anyway, goes to Seattle. No one's watching all year because it's Seattle. Like, I forgot you're even a state. Are you part of the United States?
Are you part of Canada?
Oh, that's right. Right. There's a Vancouver in Canada and a Vancouver in the United States. But I forgot there's just a Seattle in the United States. Right. And it's the toughest waters in the United States, and that's why the Coast Guard trains there. But right, point is you have a baseball team that almost made it heartbreak, but now you've got a football team. And they've got the second loudest venue in football behind Arrowhead Stadium. Now we say, yee-haw!
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's why I'm rooting for the Seahawks.
I'm so glad that you talked about people forgetting about him. Corey, tell David where the Seahawks were and you originally were making your playoff power rankings.
So we power ranked the 14 teams. I got to number 10 and forgot the Seahawks were on there.
Of course you did.
I just said you forget Seattle's even in the United States. You think Mariners cute. Nice, cute. No, you ain't going to make it. Why don't you give it to Canada where you're from? Oh, shoot. Toronto's in Canada, not the United States. I mean, if we had to swap Toronto for Seattle, it'd be like 51% to 49% in the United States because this country does not know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I'm with you. I'm so glad that you brought that up because we've had this argument throughout the week. Now, one of the things that you were talking about earlier is not making any, not presupposing anything about your audience. Yeah, and I was curious, in your regular life, is that difficult at all when you meet fans who might suppose you're Champ Kind, Todd Packer, or like you have those personality qualities? Do you get that with people?
I mean, what a gratitude that someone, here's what people go, people ask for a picture.
Sure.
And they go, I bet you hate this. You know what I say? Wouldn't it be so much worse if it didn't happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So every time it happens, that's just, think of it as money.
For sure.
Paid in gratitude.
Yeah.
But no ego, but here's my favorite thing. Someone sees me in the airport and they start going, who do I know them? And then they smile. I'm like, oh my God, how lucky am I? They see me and they go, do I know that guy? And then they smile. I'm like,
that's awesome.
That's not a bad job.
And they go, hot tub time machine.
No!
And you're like, kidding, you son of a gun, get out
of here.
He
is kidding.
You are kidding.
No, you have to learn. He's trying to troll you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I love it because I do this in the office trivia show about halfway through the show. No, about nearly 7/8 through the show, I ask how many people in the audience have loved my performance in Hot Tub Time Machine. And usually about a third of them clap. And I say, that's funny because I'm not in Hot Tub Time Machine. I've been in front of you for an hour, you racist. You can't tell the difference between one bald white guy and another. That's Rob Corddry.
It's anyway. That often you hear, the white bald people look alike.
You know, Rob gets it too.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you guys have a relationship at all?
And we've seen each other a couple times. I don't think we've ever been. Oh, no. We were in a movie together. I think we're both in. It's a movie about kids stranded in the airport, Undeclared.
Okay,
I think we're both in the movie. I just had a couple days on it, and I think I didn't remember what he had, but it's the only one we've both been in together, to my knowledge.
Because I was just always curious if you got a kick out of like sharing those kind of stories.
Of course. We don't see each other that often. Yeah, though, but yeah. You know, now
we talked a lot about football. I wanted to ask about baseball because I know you joked about how it would take 150 years.
Yeah.
But like going to see as many ballparks as possible, or going to take your kids and everything like that. How has that gone, if you've had any time, and what ballparks do you appreciate?
Thanks for your question. I haven't had time.
I got
five kids, so I just go and earn and come back home and give them the money. And here's the thing. My boys are into the NBA.
Okay.
Right. So, I tried as I might to get them into football. I hate to say this. My oldest son, when I took him to a Chiefs game years ago, we're in a suite, and he's back there sleeping. I'm like, dude, get off. Dude.
Oh, goodness.
But also, everybody lives their life. Like, you want to sleep through it? Fine. I'm not bringing you back. I'm never taking you to a Super Bowl.
That's true.
But, and my second one tried to get into it, and I took him to a couple games, but they don't sit and watch with me.
Who's their hoop star? Who do they like?
Oh, they like the Lakers. Yeah. But these days, all the kids like all Luka. The players. It's different than when I grew up.
Yeah.
You had a team, but now the players go everywhere anyway, and everyone's playing, is it 2K, right?
Yeah.
And so they're just choosing all the players, so who cares? You know, they get in the debate about who's the greatest of all time, and if you want to get off Wilt Chamberlain, then just shut your mouth. Come on.
Would you listen to Kareem at all?
Would I listen to him?
Yeah.
Well, if Kareem would talk to me, I'd listen to him.
No, I mean, as the best of all time.
I don't know. I can't get in the weeds that deep. I mean, Kareem against Wilt. Wilt bench 500, right? How much Wilt bench?
Yeah, all the weight.
What do you want to do?
Yeah.
You want to do? You want to get under the fucking...
Dump.
We got it. Sorry. I got a button, too.
That's okay.
You want to get under the basket? Who's got a bigger rump? I mean, what's going on? Oh, who's going to push who out?
You don't feel like
he's got that gimmicky skyhook and everything.
Who can deal with the skyhook? Wilt Chamberlain. Oh, you're going to skyhook me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my elbow in your chest? I just put 200 pounds of pressure in your chest. You going to call the foul? No, we're playing.
Yeah.
I think he's taking Wilt.
Okay. It sounds like it.
Can you not? Now, this new kid that can shoot threes, how tall is he, the kid?
Wemby.
Wemby.
Yeah.
7'5".
Yeah, Wemby Stadium, right?
Yeah.
7'5", very good. Shoots threes. Now what?
We're screwed.
We're all, yeah.
I mean, that's the whole amazing. World's in trouble. But there's going to be, now how soon before the whole league is 7'5"? Right?
I don't think that's going to happen because I'd love to see it.
You don't believe in robots?
Or technology. Yeah, technology is making advancements.
Oh, ask him about robots taking over.
Oh, my big thought on robots is that we just turn the sprinklers on. We're going to be fine. We just got to make sure that we keep some exposed wires.
Okay.
Doctors or scientists or whatever y'all are.
No, you don't need those.
Yeah. The ones that are creating the robots, just
they'll be killed by the robots.
Right? Oh,
that's the movie.
That's going to be tough.
The movie is that the robots kill their creators. And then keep moving, and then it really becomes Terminator.
The question is, do they just take us all out, or do they infiltrate with us, and we don't even know?
It's their choice.
Yeah.
Well, there's always some messed up human who goes, yeah, I want to be part robot.
Yeah, you know? I could see that. Well, if we're going that route, are you surprised we're not all wearing the silver jumpsuits or eating our food in pill form yet?
Oh, it'll happen.
Okay.
Food is such a pleasure. I don't think that'll ever go.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with David Koechner right here on 105.3 The Fan. I wanted to ask you about a role that I'm curious how much you get recognition for this. I love the cartoon American Dad.
Nice.
And I know it's making its way back to Fox and everything. Uh-huh. How much recognition do you get for that? Because I'm sure you hear a lot of the same stuff, which is a privilege. Yeah. But do you get a lot of American Dad love?
That's only people that like deep cuts.
Okay.
Now, here's the movie I thought you were going to say, The Goods. People that are deep cuts comedy fans love The Goods.
Okay.
Now, it's less popular, and they're upset that The Goods isn't as popular as Anchorman. But it's people that really get comedy on a deeper level that go to The Goods. And
that's the used car movie? Okay,
they
I know that one.
It. Directed by Neil Brennan, who was the head writer for the Chappelle Show. Yeah, who's a brilliant stand-up as well.
That was a fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
If you watch a Neil Brennan on the Mark Twain Award with Dave Chappelle, that's just pure genius.
He had a joke.
Yeah, he was
that
wonderful.
I thought was so clever. He talked about dating a supermodel, and he said it's like having a dude muggy. It's great at the beach and a pain everywhere else.
Oh my god!
And I just thought,
how good is he?
So clever.
That's so good.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of? I'm guessing yes, based on some of the stuff you had. Do you have like a big plethora of comedians nowadays that you like? That you're like, oh yeah, if you support me, great. But also go support this person.
Are you talking about lesser known comics?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to get in the weeds about that because here's the thing. Once you start a list, if you leave someone off the list,
everyone's
ego driven. What about me? What about me? But yeah, so why do I get into that?
Well, last time we talked, I brought up Anton Phillips. That's one of my favorite movies. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work. Norm MacDonald. Yeah.
Yes, I just thought that was a brilliant movie. I laughed the entire time through it. I was watching that scene two nights ago. My wife and I, because when we started dating, I would go home and we'd pop the VHS in and watch that, and so my kids were like, what the hell is happening right here? Like, I just keep hearing this guy talking about dead hookers in the back of a car, and I'm just cackling, laughing, and I was like, we got to watch it.
How old are your kids?
My oldest is 18.
Okay.
My middle son, he is 14.
So you started early.
And I was like, let's rock this. And then I went back and listened to...
14 is the perfect age.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get a kid who goes, oh, this is what comedy is.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. And that was the moment, because my middle kid, he's the funny one in the house.
Okay. Okay.
He's the one that walks around. My oldest just turned 18, and he's the one that's like, you're a grown man living in your parents' house. You need to get a job. And I just think it's the funniest thing. I cackle about that, too. So that one's my the other one, dry sense humor, very dry like me. His delivery's dry, and you're like, was that a joke
Reads
or
books.
Not? Yeah, exactly. going to college. When I was watching that, I was like, man, this is in the top three for me, for like the movies that I love. And I was wondering, do you have like you need to show your kids these movies? If you want comedy, these are the ones.
You got to be careful, because if you show them Monty Python and the Holy Grail when they're 10, they won't get it.
Right. Yeah.
Then I messed it all up. It's like, oh, and at 10, it's also too early to see Apocalypse Now.
That's for sure.
But I did it.
So, all right. Blues Brothers.
Yeah, that's
is transcendent.
One. Yeah.
Now it seems goofy, but I tell you what, it's so progressive. When you think of just think about that when you watch the movie, what they're doing was so progressive at the time. It's 1980, and you've got these white guys that are in love with blues.
Yeah.
And then they bring all this different whole world and culture into it. It's amazing. And there's so many great jokes. It's just so brilliant. I love that. I wore grooves in that album. Man, I loved it so much. So that one's up there. But I'm a huge Monty Python fan. But you got to be sure.
You're right, yeah.
You know, you show them other stuff. Show them Candy first. And then give them to that. So, and like that, I don't make a judgment on comedy. Like, a lot of it's not for me. But I like, you know, stuff that really hits on a couple of levels. But if anyone's a fan of comedy, we're all winning.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
It's kind of amazing to see how difficult comedy is to create ones that are like every scene is action-packed with funny. Like, you're going to get joke, and it's just coming at you. Yep. And then some of them are just this burn that takes some time, and then all of a sudden the joke hits you, and you're like, damn, that was great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
For me, Life of Brian is the perfect comedy, because they're all playing all these different parts, but every scene works. No scene is thrown away, and they're all playing different characters throughout, and every scene matters. That's what you want in a movie. Like, it all builds up to something, and there's a beginning, middle, and end to every scene. And in movies, they're supposed to, you either start low and go high in a scene, or start high and go low in a scene. Basically, it's a triangle thing. But anyway, it's just the way writing works for tension and everything else.
Yeah.
But that movie is so brilliant, it's beyond compare for me. And it ends with, you know, such great songs too, and it's silly and it's brilliant. The writing is so brilliant. If you ever watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Dennis the Constitutional Peasant, there's no better speech in comedy for me.
And even a great name while we're at it. Now I feel bad because I don't think I have seen Life of Brian. I've definitely seen
But I'm talking about
Holy
Monty Python.
Grail. Yeah.
Old woman, I'm a man. Old woman, a man, what? Who cares? Like, oh my God. I'm your king. Well, I didn't vote for you. Oh, it's just brilliant.
Man, that feels more relevant maybe now than ever.
Oh, my God. It's where I got my politics. It's the most beautiful
scene. Are you a Stranger Things person?
I was until my kids binged without me.
Oh, man.
Oh, they did? That feels like a violation?
Because when it came out, I don't know if they dropped all the episodes at once, the first season, right?
Yeah.
So we watched one, and then we watched two together, right? Three comes out. Oh, well, what? You already watched it. I mean, I can't sit and watch all of it because I got stuff to do.
You're a busy man.
I mean, and then you're like, I'm just alone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch alone.
Right. Because you
don't want to watch with somebody that's already watched it, because they're like fidgeting, trying to hold back.
I'm fine if just do anything with me.
Yeah.
I'm alone.
Aw.
We did watch The Boys together. You watched The Boys?
Yeah. Boys.
Wow.
Yes. Intense.
Wow.
Talk about your mix of action, comedy, social commentary.
Can we talk local? Landman.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Billy Bob. Look, Billy Bob is the greatest.
Yeah.
Is he really?
The greatest American. Well, the greatest human being. Yeah, he's lovely. But it just, I mean, I can't, it's so watchable.
You know, he said the number one city in America he'd want to live in is Fort Worth.
Well,
because of hyenas.
Yeah, hyenas is there.
I've been there all week, but I mean, I can tell you, I understand why. It is a cool town.
It's awesome. Funky town's
great. It's a great town.
Allie Larder is great in that show, too, because she just, like, commands everybody's attention, not just because of the outfits, but because of the acting and the speeches.
The writing's great.
Yeah, it really is.
And he's got three or four or five storylines going all the time, and he clocks them so well. I keep saying this to my kids. They probably don't like to hear it. There's a new complication. Do you understand? He keeps adding complications, and that's the hardest thing. He keeps adding complications, and that's what you want in a drama. Mm-hmm. How are they going to get out of this one?
Yes.
It's a puzzle. More complications, you know? It's so well done. I don't know how Taylor Sheridan does it.
Yeah.
Because everything he does is great. I mean, what's going on in that? He might be an AI robot.
That maybe so.
He's yeah. Jerry Jones. Yeah. We solved the puzzle.
And he was in Landman season
one. Yes, he was.
Did you ever feel like some of the end episodes of Yellowstone were padded out with too many country music concerts?
I haven't
though?
Seen it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, sorry.
All right.
I can't comment.
Because I'm a big Taylor Sheridan fan, but I feel like eventually I was like, we could shave like 15 minutes of concert out of this episode.
Well, the thing is, that's what he's got it. But what he does is rare. He has that broad audience and everybody's happy.
That does seem to be the case.
So sometimes you might have to sit through the thing that you might not like, but that might be the thing that brought someone else to the table.
Okay.
So,
and that kind of
like our show.
I could see that.
Yeah.
That kind of pulls it all back together for this evening, for tomorrow. Hyenas
100%.
Comedy Club.
Yeah.
HyenasComedyClub.com if you want to get tickets.
Fort Worth, not Dallas.
Exactly.
This weekend.
Fort Worth, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock today, and then tomorrow, 7 o'clock and 9:30. I'm sure lots of people listening have been like, oh yeah, I've been to comedy shows, or maybe they've even seen you in person. Why would you recommend those? Somebody's listening and is like, you know, this guy's really funny. I've never been to a comedy club. Why would you recommend, like, going to check it out?
Well, you just said it. This guy's really funny.
There you go.
Your word's not mine.
True.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a great evening. You know, it's a great atmosphere. We're just here to have fun. We're all here just come to relax and, you know, put down our mind for a second. Let me fill it up. Let me fill your mind up. Twist it around. Put it in the washing machine. Dry it. Put it back in the washing machine. You know, hanging on a you know, clothesline, let it go in the wind.
So you're an air dry person.
Yeah, I'm both air and I'm a hot dryer too. Let me inside your mind for a minute. Let me get in there.
The way he's looking into your eyes while he's saying this.
I've been asked worse.
Let me mix it up for a second here. Here we go. That's right. Close your eyes. You're going to feel just a little pressure. And there we go. Mm-hmm. I'm inside your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why.
All right. I'd show up for that.
Okay. Well, you have the opportunity tonight. Hyenas
Whammy!
Comedy Club in Fort Worth.
Whammy!
8 Did o'clock it. Showing.
What's
10
up,
o'clock
my
showing.
Nerds?
Tomorrow, 7 o'clock showing.
Did
9
that package
30
I left
showing.
Under your desk?
It was poop.
Me should get an apartment together. I miss your musk.
David Koechner, Hyenas Comedy Club, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
105 for the fun.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, you'll like the name of this segment. It's The C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Nice. The Level of Concern, next.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade.
It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.